Tum-Tum and Nutmeg by Emily Byrne. Read by Bill Wallace. Chapter 1. Once there were two married mice called Mr. and Mrs. Nutmouse, and they lived in great style. They had a big, rambling house with a ballroom and a billiards room and a banqueting room and a butler's room and just about every other sort of room a married couple might want. There were 36 rooms in all. The house was called Nutmouse Hall, and it was situated in the broom cupboard of a small human dwelling called Rose Cottage. A broom cupboard might not sound a very grand place for a house, but this broom cupboard was special. It had creamy white walls and mottled red tiles on the floor, and a tiny sash window hidden behind a curtain of honeysuckle. But the nicest thing of all about the broom cupboard was that no human knew it was there. This is because a very long time ago, soon after Rose Cottage was built, someone pushed a big Welsh dresser against the kitchen wall, hiding the broom cupboard door from view, and the dresser always stayed there because there was nowhere else to put it. It was Mr. Nutmouse's great-great-great-grandfather who first discovered the broom cupboard when he crept beneath the dresser and poked his nose under the door. The red tiles and the white walls looked so appealing that he decided to build a house there straight away, and the first thing he had to do was to build a big round mouse hole so that his workmen could get in and out with all their bricks and cement mixers. Then he fitted the mouse hole with smart iron gates, and as soon as a mouse